Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, back here with the Real Post Game Show. If you missed it, 33-7, your final score, New England over the Washington Redskins. If you missed it, you probably hear that score and you say, well, he just blew them right out of the building, right? Not necessarily. Rough first half. It was 9-7 at halftime. Tom Brady had thrown 30 passes. They couldn't run the football. They had, 16 yards, something like that. Second half, they kind of wore the Redskins defense down, started to do some stuff. Defense was great. They gave up a 65-yard touchdown run. That was one play they made a mistake on. Overall, they were pretty good. All right, 617-779-7937. Brent is in Pawtucket. What do you Brent?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Great, Brent. What do you say?
So I think that, it just looks better because they're not playing that stupid bend it but don't break defense.
You mean the one that got him six championships? That one? That defense?
Yeah, the Matt Patricia. Yeah, it was maddening.
That one that led to the dynasties that they've had? That one?
Yeah, we're speaking about the same one.
That defense that put him in the security right now. Wait. That defense that put him in the AFC championship game, what, 8 or 9 years in a row? That defense?
Well, you got to remember they play towards their talent. If you don't have defensive backs, you can't blitz all the time.
Let's just agree to disagree.
Hey, I was the one I called.
I'm just kidding, Brent.
You're not kidding. We're going to know anything until we play. Wentz that has Ertz, until we play Mahomes that has Kelsey. We're not going to know anything. The last visual I have of Jamie Collins in an important game is getting torched by Peyton Manning in a playoff game. Let's see how he does when the chips are on the table.
Not the same.
That's kind of what we've been saying. I think right now that
he's getting too much credit, that a lot of his
I'm going to take it away from you.
Michael
tackles.
Bennett causing havoc in the middle. And I think Kyle Van Noy is actually the star of the defensive end.
He's been great.
Jamie Collins has been better.
But Brent, how many guys have been poor on the defensive side? Now, you're right. They haven't played great offensive or even good offensive teams. But what are your eyes? What do your eyes tell you when you watch them defensively right now? When they have to face good, powerful offensive teams, teams that score 30-plus points, what do your eyes tell you?
We haven't played them yet with this defense.
Okay, my eyes tell me that they're so good and they're so talented and they really have personnel, better personnel than they've had maybe since 04 defensively, that they're probably not going to give up 30, 35 points. Now, are they going to give up 17, 20, 22?
Well,
maybe.
We'll see. Our linebackers have to cover a tight end down the middle on 37.
We played them twice last year and we got more talent. Listen, this is the difference. The reason they can blitz is they got defensive backs that can cover man to man.
But I'm not totally disagreeing with Brent here. We'll have a better idea when they play better offenses.
See, what worries me the most, Brent, my eyes tell me that the defense, and you're right, to this point, can you be sold on them because they haven't played really good offensive talent? No, you can't. But what my eyes tell me is I'm looking at the offense, and the defense can't continue to give up 3.7 points a game. They're averaging giving up, 4 points a game. That's not going to continue when you face those good offensive teams. That means your offense has to put up more points against those teams. Are they capable of doing that, or is it going to be – are you going to depend on your defense – To limit an opposition to 7 points in a big game? Can't do that.
No, and it would be surprising if they do. We'll see once they play those good teams.
Do you like the way the defense is playing now, though?
Of course I do, because it just looks better.
It does.
Looks better with them standing up at the line of scrimmage, one guy with his hand on the dirt, everybody else up.
Looks
better on TV.
Does it look like they have more playmakers than they've had in the past?
It does, Steve.
I agree. That's crazy. I agree.
but it also looks like they're playing Foxborough High School some days.
I understand that completely. I've been saying that from the get-go. I agree.
I mean, I think we're all waiting for the moment when we can actually see them face a good quarterback and a good offense where they're challenged. The difference I would tell you is I think that Belichick has brought his defenses along slowly. We keep on talking about bend but don't break. Well, good guess point. What they were doing? They were being reactive, not proactive in the way they played. How many years did people say, "Where's the pass rush? Where's the pass rush?" Well, they didn't have a pass rush. So what they were depending on is they were depending on the secondary. Now you have a terrific secondary. You have guys that can take man-to-man coverage, as you mentioned, Freddie. Okay, you have safeties now that can handle tight ends. And you have guys that can rush
and
the quarterback.
And also linebackers that can cover. So this is a different team. They have better personnel, so you can blitz more. They got better pass rushes, get better coverages.
Agreed.
Right? All those are there. And that's why no matter who you're playing, you can run those things because you got coverage man-to-man. If you have to go to a zone because you don't have the great coverage, right, there's going to be more openings. So you wait till you get down in the red zone so it's a shorter area and you can play it.
And you say this because of which test that they passed?
Because of what you see, the personnel. Okay. So what we've seen so far has been fantastic, but the reason it is because the defensive backs are better.
Is it possible that they look better because they've been playing the dregs of the league?
Sure, but I'm saying
that's a big part of it.
But the part of it is the players are better.
Steve,
if they were playing better coverage guys,
right.
Better linebackers and line and defensive line.
Steve,
that's the difference.
If they're playing good teams, they're not limiting them to 4 points a game.
Agreed.
It's not happening.
But I still like the fact that they have a number of aggressive playmakers that seem to. Don't mind ball hawking a little bit. Don't mind know how to get to the quarterback. I like that, but again, you can't look at the offenses that they played and say that this is an all-time great defense.
No, they have. They're easy. They're killing these teams, right? Yeah. But you see the personnel, the speed they have, the linebackers, the
against
receivers.
The dregs.
All those guys are there. They weren't there. They didn't have Jamie Collins last year like this. They didn't have the rookie pass rusher. They didn't have
Well, they're twofold now, Fred. They can put pressure on a quarterback and give no space to the receivers. Let me go to David in the truck quickly. Go ahead, Dave.
Glenn, Fred, Steve, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's
that,
Dave?
Hey, is it too early? Is it too early to start saying this is a historical?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It is through five games. Dave, you can match them up to the first five games of the great teams in the history of the game. You can do all of that. Now the question is, let's see it play out because you've got a long way to go, right? Got 11 to go.
You know what I want to say? Was Hightower on something today? Because the guy's been playing great. But today, he ran down that back in the backfield. I mean, he was just unbelievable.
They blitz more with him. But he's also, he's a 270-pound guy. That mobile.
Not 270. What is wrong?
He's not 270. He's 270.
You are crazy. Well,
what scale are you using?
Your scale? Oh, no. Maybe 190.
270.
He's 270.
270.
How heavy do you think
runs
he is?
Runs a 4'4", benches 600 pounds.
Right? Well, look it up. How much do you think he weighs?
Well, there's one other thing about what they did.
I can tell what a guy weighs.
One other thing that they did today, there were two starting offensive linemen that were out of the lineup for Washington today.
Oh, I thought you meant the Patriots. Okay, no, too well for them.
Exactly.
We weren't talking about that.
We're talking about the defense.
I'm just trying to
Jesus
give the whole picture, not your narrow view.
No, you're trying to give one tiny little picture.
Tiny, he weighs 270.
His little tiny picture. 617-779-7937. This is the real post-game show. It's all from the Best Yet Broadcast Studio in Brighton. Thursday night, we'll be in the Best Yet Broadcast Shed down there in Foxborough. And, of course, our presenting sponsor, as always, Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage, the right price, Kaplansky.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Nugent missing one extra point and getting the upright, that a position you might
reevaluate
this week?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think we just need to do things better. We can do them better in all phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams. So we'll keep working on it.
Bill Belichick, all three phases of the game, I would say they can do things better on the offensive side of the ball. Defense, I'm not willing to go there. And I actually think that Belichick later on was talking about the defense and the communication skills, and he actually blamed himself and the coaching staff, saying, you know, they were playing a lot of 10. It was one running back. It was no tight end. And we expected they were going to do that because they have injuries now at the tight end spot, but they did more than we expected, and we need to do a better job. He was almost bailing the defense out for anything that didn't work out for defense.
Most things worked out.
Offense, they had some issues. There's no question.
Bill always gets right to the point. Explains things. Oh,
yeah, he breaks it all down,
he's
Fred.
The best.
It's amazing. It's almost like he's on truth serum. Here's Chris in a car. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Chris. Chris.
So, I agree with everything you're saying about the offense. I think we got problems, you know, and hopefully they can get them fixed. You know, him holding the ball as long as he is because they can't get separation. I think the offensive line being banged up, you know, they're not giving him the time he's used to getting. Where I don't agree with you, I agree with Fred. I don't agree with you and Steve on the defense.
Okay.
Because what you're looking at, I mean, their athleticism. And first of all, isn't that the same defense that won the Super Bowl last year by holding on the best offense in all of football? It's
well,
the same defense.
Yeah, sort of. Unless you count the fact that you added the best player in the league right now in Jamie Collins, best defensive player. What I'm saying, it's not the same defense. They've added a couple
of rookies that came in. Then,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying, but I mean that defense last year went up against the Rams and shut them down, and the Rams had a powerful, potent offense last year.
And the Rams spit the bit, and they weren't that powerful in the playoffs, but they were. But you're right; they did a great. And we're not disputing the fact that they're a very good defense. We're just saying that they haven't played anybody worthwhile this year. And they haven't even played.
They haven't been tested.
They haven't even played a top 20 offense yet. Every offense,
as you guys know, they can only play who they put in front of them.
We're not arguing
that. What they're doing is that
right.
So they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Agreed.
And they're handling them teams. And Chris,
absolutely, so Chris, they are against the dregs of the league.
For games, they are historically good through the first five games. I don't think anybody's going to dispute that.
Love it.
Right.
Love seeing
so
it.
Can I ask you guys a question then?
Yes.
Do you think Kansas City would come in, or even, you know, whoever, the next tear down, I don't know, Houston, come in, and all of a sudden this defense is going to look like, are they going to look like they're, I don't see that happening.
No, but we're not talking about an extreme, Chris. We're not talking about going from the best in the league right now to the worst. We're just talking about the fact that they haven't played an offense worth a hoot yet at all.
You know what?
To judge them as one of the great defenses of all time right now, their numbers would say that. The numbers, don't they? Letting up 6.8 points per game?
Yes.
That would be monumental. But when you look at the fact that they have the toughest offense they've played is ranked number 23 in the league or something like that.
And one of the reasons they are is because the Patriots shut them down.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that this defense right now can go through the whole season and win a Super Bowl even with these offensive deficiencies? Do you believe it's good enough to do that?
No.
You don't?
Nope. I think if the offense plays like they did the three halves between Buffalo and the first half of Washington, no. But if that offense plays like they did in the second half against Washington, which is the worst defense in the league, by the way, that they have a better chance. But the offense has to play better.
You know what else we're looking at, too, is if you look at stats from years past, which we are, they weren't putting up points like they are now. You know what I mean? They were all more running, more defense. Today's game, you know, if they're looking at defensive, comparing to defenses in the past, those defenses weren't facing offenses like they do today.
They haven't faced an offense.
No, I'm talking years past. If you go back in the 70s and 80s, it was more pounding.
We're talking about recent Patriots defenses.
But I'm talking about when you're comparing how great they are, some of the defense we're talking about are elderly defenses.
So let me give you the offense that Steve was just talking about. They haven't played a top 20 offensive team. So they beat the Miami Dolphins. You know what the Miami Dolphins are averaging through four games per game?
8 points.
6.5.
Right. Not bad. Okay. One more point is touchdown.
The Jets, 11. The Redskins, 16.5. Okay? The Pittsburgh Steelers, and they had, 30 today or something like 27. They averaged 19 a game.
We played them with the burger.
So, okay. I'll give you that.
A hurt burger.
All right. So
a fried burger.
All right. So now this defense, that's giving up 6.8 points a game. And I believe that this defense is going to be great all year long. But they're not going to limit Kansas City to 12, 6.8, or 16 points, a team that averages 34 a game. Baltimore averages 34 a game. You get them
that.
On the schedule.
You can't say that. They
Philadelphia
may.
Averages 28 a game and getting better,
they
by the
may.
Way. They may what? Well,
they may shut
6.8?
All right, well,
know.
How about this? In your professional,
6.9, maybe.
In your professional opinion.
He's never been a professional.
In your
his
professional
amateur,
opinion.
His amateur
oh, my God.
Opinion.
Do you think it's reasonable to ask them to hold Kansas City to 7 points?
No, but I don't know if they will or not. They
not,
may shut them up.
Not, listen,
you know what? You may
you're
shut
just
them up.
Playing. You're
because at that point they'll be
game.
Playing together. They'll be unified.
All right.
They
right.
have the talent. They may, Steve.
Okay, you have to bet the house. Will they hold? Can they hold this Kansas City to 7 points?
If I'm gonna bet the house,
you have
no.
to bet the house.
No.
Okay, good. That's
but
all
could
I mean.
They?
Witnesses
could they?
Dismissed.
Correct.
Okay, I'm dealing with reality. You're
oh my
dealing
God.
With could-bes.
I'm dealing with expertise.
No. Fred's rent reality.
You sit down.
You're dismissed.
You've been reality. Making stuff up all your life.
I you're dismissed. Stuff. The witness is now dismissed. Step down.
Andrew's in Haverhill. Next up here on the Real Post
Adam
Game
Schiff.
Show. Andrew.
Hey, what's going on,
guys? How are you? Hey, Andrew.
It's always good to talk to all three of you. I've been listening to you guys since I was a kid driving over from hockey practice with my dad. So it's always,
nice.
It's always fun
thanks.
To talk
thanks
to you
for
guys.
Listening. Thanks, Andrew.
My question is, so with the depth the Patriots have on defense, specifically in the linebackers and the secondary, do you think there's a specific guy that they could maybe move to free up cap space to maybe go after an offensive lineman like Trent Williams or go after another option in the passing no. game, whether tight end or wide receiver? And which guy do you think on the defense that could be? Like maybe Daron Harmon or a Landon Roberts?
No.
More expendable?
Well, Landon Roberts, what are you going to get for a Landon Roberts in the open market? He's a run stopper, but yep. a team that's
he
going
fits
to
fits this system fine.
Yeah.
You don't want to take something out of the foundation. This team is doing great. If you have something, or you're going to trade a draft pick or something like that, but don't mess with it.
So when you're talking about Andrew brings up a good point. So if you're talking about offensive line help, you're going to get, at least you believe you're going to get, Isaiah Wynn back. You're hoping you're going to get him back.
Correct.
So you're going to fix and cure that left tackle spot that the Newhouse is holding right now. You're not going to change the center position. You're not going to find anybody better than what you have with Karras, even though he's not as good as David Andrews. The wide receiver, to me, is the position that you need to get another body in here, but you need to get somebody that upgrades what you have at that position.
Agreed.
That, to me, is mandatory. Now, can you do it? He's right. You're limited with salary cap. How are you going to pull that off? I keep on hearing people talk about Trent Williams. Trent Williams is making an awful lot of money, okay? I have no idea what Washington is doing by keeping him on the sidelines and not dealing with him.
Yeah.
He does not want to play and will never play for that franchise again. He's pissed off at the way they dealt with his medical situation in the offseason. But you're not going to get Trent. How are you going to get Trent Williams, and how are you going to fit him in?
Yeah.
Unless you know that Isaiah Wynn is done for the season, right?
And
that's
you,
right.
And if you dump one of your high-paid defensive players, what are you doing to your defense? Are you that enamored of your backups that you can trade a Stephon Gilmore and get some of that salary off?
You're not trading Stephon
Gilmore. No, of course not. Daron Harmon.
You're going to use draft picks, Steve. If they
Daron Harmon's not a big money guy.
No.
Yeah.
But they're gonna lose draft picks. That's what they're gonna have to give up.
Most trades nowadays
yes,
draft true. Picks.
Yes,
yeah.
True. Because the money at this time of the season is very difficult because teams are limited.
Right.
And the Patriots are limited with $2.5 million. And if you want to go get an Emmanuel Sanders,
forget
a name,
about
I
it.
Think that is a possibility because Denver by week 8 is going to have to make a decision on him. He's a free agent at the end of the year, but you're going to have to come up with $5 million
to rent that's, a player for a part season.
That's
unless
right.
You're gonna dump it.
But to me, I think it is. Ultimate, they have got to get somebody else at that position.
You are correct for
right.
once.
All right, we're back. Thank you for once.
Hey,
first time.
It's a compliment.
First time
it.
For anybody, yeah. Freddie. We'll be right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On second and goal, touchdown over the middle to Julian Edelman. Quick answer by the Patriots.
All right, it's time for our player of the game, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Could be Julian Edelman, because where would they be without him? 9 targets, 8 receptions, 110 yards, averaged almost 14 yards for each one of those catches. Did have a touchdown as well. It's hard to keep the defense out of the player of the game when, once again, they were superb. And we could do Jamie Collins Sr. Does that drive you crazy now, these players?
There's
one thing if you want to become a junior, okay, that's a stretch, but okay, I get it. But now you want to become a senior?
Don't rush it.
But the best of the
jersey now?
Who's Carolina? I don't know, but somebody's the fifth. I love that.
John, it is, Will Fuller.
Oh, right,
yeah.
The fifth. That's got to be a goof.
Come on.
Right?
It's got to be.
How about He Hate Me?
He Hate Me. Remember the old XFL?
He played for Green Bay for He Hate Me.
So we could take Jamie Collins Sr. and make him the player of every one of these games. How about Dante Hightower today?
Great game.
8 tackles, 5 of them solo, 1.5 sacks,
yep.
2 quarterback hits. I thought he was everywhere today.
Yeah,
leadership.
Yeah. A lot of the guys on the defensive side of the ball were everywhere. Danny Shelton had another good game.
He's been playing well. He lost a little weight. He's moving better. Yeah. His hand is controlling the line.
Chase Winovich had himself another sack. It's 4 in the season for that kid.
It's amazing.
And he's in limited playing time,
but he's got the instincts. He knows how to pass rush, too. He doesn't just run upfield or outfield. He does twists. He picks the hands up. He does those nice ETs and TEs.
So if we're giving an offensive and defensive, we'll give Edelman the offense, and we'll give Hightower the defense.
Wow.
Be likey.
I'd give it to him. All right, so if you're talking about how you go out and get a receiver, because I think we all agree, receiver is the most important thing right now for this team, right?
One more option.
It'd be nice if you could upgrade a tight end, and I know Tyler Eifert's been mentioned, the kid in Cincinnati.
Pretty good,
mainly because the team sucks, and he's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
So
if he's pretty good there, he'd be great. Yeah.
Okay, but wide receiver is really where they need it.
Would you worry if Gronk came back? I mean, if you have a receiver that can catch a big guy like that.
I would take
a tight end that can catch.
If Gronk came back for 5 or 6 games and he was around for the postseason, it would be an upgrade with his team. Now I don't know what shape he's going to be in, football shape, and his body to be able to take the impact when he's taking the whole year off here. But I'm not sure it's going to happen. Do you still think it's going to happen?
I get that feeling, Glenn. I've been right 98% of the time.
Does he realize he's been right 9.8%? He keeps on going. He looks at the sheet and says 98%.
Don't worry about those decimal points.
There's a decimal point
in
between.
There's no decimal point.
All right?
Yeah, I'm not sure I buy
that. Decimal.
Yeah.
Not demisole.
There's 2 demisoles over there.
Right. I'm not sure.
2 demisoles.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I buy your optimism with the Gronk coming back.
No,
maybe next year, Fred, when he's been out of this thing for a while, maybe.
He's healthy now.
When he's had a good year of CBD oil all over
that,
him.
That pot oil all over you.
No, CBD.
Is that what they call it?
Give me some more pot oil.
Fred was ahead of the game. He used to do olive oil. So he was way ahead of the game back in the day.
The Greek thing.
What are you talking about? You're Greek, too.
So what are the... So where do they get a receiver? So if they get a receiver right now, and if you're talking about a receiver that is a veteran, that is an upgrade in all of this, really the guy you're talking about is Emmanuel Sanders out in Denver, because that may be the one team that will do it, even if they're not willing to do it now. Let's see what they are in week 8. But you need to free up $5 million. How are you going to do that?
Steve was going through the list. There's quite a few guys in there.
Not really.
I think there's very few. Here's the one way you might be able to do it. So Devin McCourty, a lot of people were questioning whether this might be Devin McCourty's last year. The way he's playing, is there anybody out there that believes he's done?
No. Why would he leave?
Exactly.
You're making good money.
So you're going to have to re-sign him, and we already know you're going to be challenged with signings on the defensive side of the ball, right? Kyle Van Noy is up. Van Noy is going to cash in, boys. He is cashing in.
The Patriots.
So he's going to cash in. Who else? You've got Hightower. You've got guys you have to re-sign at the end of this year. So McCourty, the way he's playing, you can't afford to lose him. You don't have a replacement for him right now. So would you not go to him and try to redo his deal and change the money and maybe try to free up some money? Is that a possibility?
Is he the highest paid?
He's $11 million. Look at the cap. You get the cap in
front of you? Hit right here. This cap hit says 13.4.
Okay. More than I thought.
Yeah.
So you could free
he's
up
worth it, though.
Some money there. Because you're not doing it with Brady. We know Brady has already said, nope, I'm going to the end of this year. Right. Okay. And we'll figure it out at the end of the season. You're not going to Brady.
No.
But look at players. What players are you talking about?
Is he the highest paid defensive player?
According, yeah, I would that 13.4, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so give him a bonus, amortize it over like next 5 years, and get him in there.
5 years?
5 years?
Jeez. Yeah.
You can't hide money like that.
No.
You can try.
But he's the one guy I could see you doing it to, because people are looking at unloading guys. What is the Landon Roberts? Because he's a guy you could, what is his number?
Landon Roberts was in the neighborhood of four, I thought. Hold on a second.
Cap number is four? What is his cash paid out, though? You got to.
Oh, no, hold on. I'm sorry. It's two, right around $2 million.
Yeah. Too small.
Okay, so
McCoy's the guy.
So here's one. What's Michael Bennett's money?
Michael Bennett's pretty good. His cap hit looks like. I'm not going to verify this this site here.
Where's
but it
has Miguel when you
6.5.
Need him? 6.5. Yep. So you're gonna look at half of that. If it's got to be his base salary, what his base salary is, because
they said that's the cap hit 6.4. Oh, base
salary.
Yeah,
you got to look at the base salary.
Okay, base salary for
Michael Bennett.
See, Michael Bennett's $3 million with a $2 million signing bonus.
Okay, so you're only looking at $1.5 million freeing up money there.
Yeah.
So we're just throwing it around and saying if Bennett's not a real big part of your defense right now. You know, maybe you could trade him to a team that actually could use him right now. But you're only freeing up $1.5 million. You have to free up $5 million to bring in a player who's making 11.
And you can't free it up on someone you don't want to get rid of. This guy's going to have to stay here for a couple more years.
Well, you can't get rid of somebody that you don't want to get rid of.
No, but that's the people with the good players.
Yeah, we're looking at players, and that's why I think Devin McCourty is where you go. And what's his base? Look at his base and see what that is.
Devin McCourty is actually right here. It looks like Jason McCourty's
not
more.
Jason.
I know, but well, hold on a second. No, I'm sorry. Devin McCourty, base salary $9 million.
There you go.
Could work with that.
So there's something that you could work with him. That to me is the only avenue I can think of in which you can try to free up some cash here.
Yeah, I think he's got how many more years does he have in his contract? One more year.
McCourty?
Oh no!
No, he's done.
Yeah, that's right. He's a free agent.
He's a free agent in the league.
But he's having a great year.
Steve, he's having maybe his best year this point.
His everything.
Is he one of those guys that will go somewhere else? Will he look at it and say, "Okay, I got to cash out"?
His brother will go with him.
Package deal.
But he was talking about getting out of it, right?
Yeah, he said that. You know, do you really believe that?
I don't know. Maybe he has a lot of ambitions.
Maybe
you know, we're stuck in this pit with you.
Well, who thought Luck was gonna leave ahead of time? Well,
I think that's an unusual case. Andrew Luck
is
really
he's a different kind of fella.
Agreed, but if you're why would you agree to do it if you're hitting free agency after a year like this? You know, if he keeps playing the way he's playing right now, you know he's going to be on the market for some good coin, wouldn't you think?
Think he wants to leave?
That's the other thing. He's a guy that you could say might not want to go anywhere.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, him and his brother incredibly active in the community, but you can do that anywhere you go.
But he's also looking at the money he's making right now, and they're looking at it saying, "Well, he's on the back nine. He's going to look at it and say, look at the season I'm having. If he continues to play like this,
and
guys,
safeties don't get paid as well as cornerbacks. Correct, we know that much. Correct. So you know, if he's talking about a contract that's going to bring him $9 million a year. But then again,
he did play some corner before.
He's also talking. That's not stopped.
Started corner.
He did start it. Stevie.
You think someone's going to put him back at corner?
He's versatile. That's the point.
I didn't ask you that. I said, you think
not at this stage in his career.
But because he's versatile, that will help.
If anything, as you get older,
he's a safety.
Fred, free safety.
He's a safety.
He can cover too.
Free safety, everything is in front of you, correct? You're going to put him in a corner. When a guy's getting older,
he plays
usually
corner.
They go.
Just because
correct
I was
me if
right,
I'm wrong, Steve.
You didn't know.
Usually,
wrong
when
again.
You get older, they go from corner to safety,
yes,
correct? Right.
But not
you're
when he's safety
with everything in front of you
that can cover.
God,
right? And he has covered.
He goes to Buffalo for a week.
He's versatile.
He's stupider.
He's
stupider than
right?
he was.
You didn't know he was a
corner. Wait.
Look at his numbers as cornerback. He went to the Pro Bowl as cornerback.
You think that at this point in his career,
for money,
he's going to sit there and say, "Hey, look, I can play corner."
No, he doesn't have to. They know it already.
And teams are going to actually buy into that.
Who knows?
Oh my God!
It's versatile.
I could just imagine you being a general manager.
If you can cover the pass, if you can cover,
you can be the general manager.
If you can cover
the
linebackers, it makes you a little more versatile. It makes you more warm.
No, it doesn't.
We gotta take one more break.
Played one more break. Cornerback, and he went to the
rest
Pro
your brain.
Bowl.
Rest
they
your brain.
That,
yeah, I see smoke. I see smoke
except
coming out of
the stuff you're rubbing on your arm.
They should put Gilmore at safety and let him play corner. That's what they should
do. Can't play corner. It's not big enough.
Who?
We're taking a break. John, just go to the break anytime you want, John.
Don't be an owl.
All right, back here on the Real Post Game Show, 33-7, your final score. But
it's a blowout, Glenn.
That wasn't a blowout. It was a 9-7 game at halftime.
Read some of the tweets.
Got their stuff together.
Tweet.
We'd get carried away with the offense today. Steve is in Peabody next up. Hi, Steve.
Steve. Hi, boys.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Fred.
Yeah.
You know, I feel bad for you that you have to put up, you know, with your expertise in
it's terrible.
Intellect, you have to probably, it's unbelievable.
Actually, the state pays me to babysit Ordway.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine that he can just get
they didn't even know McCourty was there.
Sit here and
they didn't even know he played corner.
Typical. He's on the state payroll over here.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll walk you home later.
We're both Greek, so we know.
There we go. Listen, you leave Greek and Stein alone, all right?
It's a Greek thing.
Well, let me ask you a question. This might be a dumb question, but
no.
We'll understand
this guy's name. I ever heard this guy's name. What happened to Dez Bryant? I know he got injured.
Blew out his Achilles heel last year in practice before he even played a game with New Orleans.
He's working out, though. Yeah. He posted a video of him working out.
I love these videos straight jacket, you know. Put out.
Yeah, and
score a touchdown against Green Bay that time, too.
I think he's going to be about he's 30 or 31 right now.
He hasn't played in 3 years, right?
Right.
2 years.
So he's well rested.
Well, he had that half a practice in New Orleans before he blew out his Achilles.
Why take a chance on him? Well, yeah.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah, nobody seems to be taking a chance on him. And
there's a reason for that.
I would say there's less of a chance now because he's one of those high maintenance guys, Steve, and they just went through it with Antonio Brown. They weren't willing to stay with Antonio Brown. Once it got too hot, they got out. How are they going to do it with Dez Bryant?
Does he have legal issues, though?
No, he's just crazy.
Yeah, true, but
disruption.
Sometimes crazy can be cured by no one asking you to play for a year or two, you know? I mean,
by the way, Glenn, you know, one of those teams that are supposed to have that great offense is Dallas. How are they doing?
They're putting some points on the board now, Steve,
back.
When the game is already over.
Come back.
They got 17 on the board. It's 31-17.
Still 12 minutes left.
They're playing Dallas and Kansas City at home.
Correct.
What's the chance that they're going to lose to those teams?
I'm not worried about
that. There's a chance.
There's a chance, but you're right.
Zero.
In a home game, you feel pretty good about the Patriots. All I'm saying is, what about Kansas City when you get them in the playoffs? So the offense has got to get better here, does it not?
It's
got to get healthy.
But if they're playing those teams at home, they don't lose at home.
Right.
They're very good at home. You're absolutely correct.
They don't lose on the road too often, too.
But would you, the way you've seen this offense play in the last 2 weeks, does that engender a lot of...
So it's five games. They usually figure things out, you know.
I agree.
They do.
You're right about that. You're
they
100%
do, but,
correct.
But
they figured out and found out they need another receiver.
But
figuring out that you have... You know, a receiving core that might be lacking, that's and an offensive line that's not as healthy as you want it to be or not playing as well as you want it to
depleted.
Be.
Depleted.
You know? Yeah, but so what? Well, hold on. Aren't you the big next guy up thing and Dante Scarnecchia can solve any problem
they have?
Well,
this is the third guy up. When you get a guy off the street and a left tackle 2 weeks ago, that's a little tough.
3 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
All right, so last year they were struggling with the offense, and after week three, they went out and got Josh Gordon, right? So that lasted for 10 weeks. And by the way, if he has any relapse or anything else this year, that would be even a bigger blow to you.
We hope not.
But what did they do after week 13? They decided we're going to be a running football team, right? And they did it behind a fullback, two-back set, and they ran the football effectively, and they just toned everything down into their game. Can they do that now, Fred?
They had a better offensive line, too, last year.
Right. So right now, you've got a backup center as a starter now. You've got a guy who, was close to being out of the game playing at left tackle. Certainly, he wasn't in great demand playing your left tackle spot right now. And you're looking at it saying, if you can't throw the football, let's run the football. They can't really run the football. Now, people will look at the second half and say, well, look at Sony Michel in the second half. Well,
if Wynn came back, that would be a big a big help because you know you're going to get more movement on the defensive lineman.
Yes,
you know he can pull, he can do all those types of
things. But still doesn't solve the entire problem.
No, but it does give you more of a threat at the run. So obviously, changes coverage.
So maybe we're going to be surprised. N'Keal Harry comes back in week 8, and suddenly he's the answer. Maybe that's right now. That's your best chance because
you're supposed to be a hell of a receiver.
Because if you've got personnel issues
again.
I know the inside, my friend.
Of course you do.
Inside of what?
I'll show you. I don't want to tell you.
Inside of Brady's house, he's a stalker.
Listen, right, listen. I know people.
You know people. Unfortunately, all of them know exactly what you know, which is nothing.
No. N'Keal Harry, maybe he's the answer, but is anybody willing to put a bet that N'Keal Harry is going to cure all of your problems?
No.
When Brady is sitting there telling us every single week we need veterans. We need guys that know what to do.
And Ben Watson will help a little bit?
Yeah.
Yes.
He'll help some.
If he's still on the team, we're going to find out tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Right, if he's
something may be going on with him right
Agreed.
Now that we don't know.
We have no idea.
Obviously, he wasn't brought in. He has only one more day, right? After tomorrow, he can't.
Correct, but Fred, he was available.
Something's fishy.
This is a guy who was in camp, so he was ready. He knew everything. He knew the offense. He was only on a 4-game suspension. Why didn't they activate him this
something's
week? When they suddenly their game plan going into today's game against the Redskins, as we learned as the game unfolded, we're throwing to the tight end.
Yeah.
They're throwing to Izzo and they're throwing to what's his name, Lacoste.
Yeah,
you're telling me that Ben Watson wouldn't be an upgrade?
I don't know what
if that's your game plan.
How old is he now? He's in his 30s, right?
Oh, he's
been playing for
37?
15 years. Yeah, 37.
Yeah, he came out of retirement.
The guy is a genetic freak. I mean, he's big, strong, smart.
I agree.
So, but why didn't he play?
But it'll help some. I'm not saying he's the answer.
Yeah, what's that, 2 catches a game?
Give me 3.
Okay.
Give me three for 45 yards.
Steve's in Winchester. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Steve.
I like when you guys are on because you played the game, so you give good input.
Thank you, Steve. I did.
What?
Like the last person that said, you know, that they always figure it out. I am not worried. They got the W. They're 5-0. I'd rather have guys hurt now than in the playoffs.
Perfect. You're right.
Well, of course.
I'd rather have him hurt in the playoffs.
Of course.
Well, give the guy credit.
I'm just saying,
he's right.
You know, everybody's complaining. They're winning.
But Steve, you're wrong. We're not complaining. What we're saying is.
Because, no, I'm not saying you. I'm saying callers.
No. They're not complaining. The thing you have here is that you've got a franchise that has been the best franchise, best 20 years of any franchise in the history of this league, and they've set standards that we hold them to. We look at how they play, particularly offensively, a little bit the last few games, and say, okay, is this the type of offense that can win another championship? The standard here is not getting to the playoffs. The standard here is winning a championship. And to look at it objectively and say, okay, that offense doesn't look like a championship caliber offense over the last 2 weeks.
Normally, we've been saying that about the defense. I don't think they've had a defense with this much talent since we've been here.
Again.
So I'm not concerned about the defense.
Then the offense could play at a lower
level. I'm not concerned about the coaching staff or Bill.
We have worries, but we haven't seen a defense like this since we've been here.
Okay, but who's going to get healthy now that's going to improve your passing game? You actually lost somebody today in Dorsett. We don't know for how long with a hammy.
But how much can that defense carry?
We don't
know that yet. So that's
that's why we're discussing.
So how does the offense? So he just said, "I'd rather have the injuries right now." Okay, what are we talking about? You're not getting David Andrews back,
right?
So you got a hole at center still.
You're not getting Antonio Brown back,
and you're not getting Antonio Brown back.
You're not getting Gronk back.
Hold your tongue on that one, Mister Know It All.
You got to deal with what you do know. You know that you'll have N'Keal Harry available, maybe. You know that Ben Watson's – well, you don't know
what
that.
What was
either.
His injury?
Who? I don't know.
Yeah, Watson.
Ben Watson?
N'Keal
Harry?
Harry and Watson. What was his injury? He couldn't even play in the preseason, did he?
He did.
Yeah, but he took out – I didn't – what
well,
was
he
injury?
No, he wasn't injured.
Second game?
He was suspended. He didn't miss the first 4 games because of
not
injury.
Not Watson.
No, he's talking about N'Keal Harry.
I thought he said Harry Watson.
How about
Harry Greek?
What was the young rookie?
He did, Steve, but you should know French speak by now.
The rookie. What was his ailment?
It was a lower body injury.
That sums it up. Ankle, knee, what? What's the matter with you?
Nothing better than when I was totally confused.
What is the injury?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I don't care.
Well, finally, you're honest
with
us.
He's a rookie that might help this team when he comes back.
You can
back.
Let the justice start jesting.
But Tom Brady is telling you publicly, you can only imagine what he's saying behind closed doors.
He's watching
doors
films.
Privately.
He sits there and watches these guys.
Publicly, he's telling you that the kids are trying hard, but they're not capable of doing what we need them to
at
do
this point,
but that
at
message,
this level.
That message is to management, not so much to the players on the field.
Correct.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what else do you need to know? They have to get a veteran.
Whatever you need to know,
receiver.
Just call me.
All right, Fred, you can go home
at
now.
Fred Smirlis. Fred, I'll tweet you. I'll tell you the truth about Ordway.
Great. Fred's little private show.
All right, guys.
All right, boys, Thursday
By the
night.
Way, Fred, I'm verified on Twitter. You're not. Just saying.
Wow. Bro. Fred, the check mark is overrated. Okay?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You think they're going to check
weird.
Me in?
I don't like it.
It's overrated. Huh? Thursday weird. Night, we'll do it down in Foxborough in the shed. In the broadcast booth right there. Beautiful broadcast booth. On,
I might be busy after that game.
At least it won't be 100 degrees this week.
My son might need a hug.
Oh, please.
After that game.
Please,
what?
Please.
He might need a little
perfect
consolation.
What's important? The show or family? Stop it, please.
Yeah, that's good.
2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with Christian, with Lou, OMF, and Bill Belichick joins us. Thanks to John and Tyler and Joe.
Great
and
job, guys.
Else.
And Steve and Fred.
So you, Fred.
Goodbye, Fred.
And the babbling brook.
Good night, Fred.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.